From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how one person's vote calls into question the entire Electoral College. But first, it's the shopping season, so let's talk about money. The dollar isn't as mighty as it once was. In fact, it's becoming a bit of a global joke. But none of our allies is laughing. In fact, Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was quite serious in his discussions with President Bush yesterday at the White House. He urged the president to do something to strengthen the dollar because European economies are suffering. President Bush said later,
"The policy of my government is a strong dollar policy."
A little like saying he's in favor of apple pie and motherhood, noted one economist. After all, the president can't say publicly that he likes a weak dollar, but maybe privately he does like it. We'll discuss why a weak dollar may be a good thing for America in a moment, but first, why it's a good thing for some Europeans. Here's Day to Day's Eric Weiner.
What does the sound of a falling dollar make? Well, in malls across this country, it sounds an awful lot like ka-ching, ka-ching. For European shoppers, America is having one giant clearance sale and everything must go. Our prices are insane.
Everything's great value for us. Yeah, great value.
That's Rochelle Altman from London. I found her and her daughter at the Sawgrass Mills Mega Mall near Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The British pound, like the euro, is also very strong, and for the Altmans, that presents a shopping opportunity.
Now we've got four pairs of Timberlands for probably £100 for four pair, which in the UK is one pair for £100.
Yeah, other shopping plans?
Yes. We've just started. I'm sorry to say.
We've only begun to shop.
Yes. Anyway, must go.
Some euro shoppers say the money they save because of the weak dollar pays for their airfare. In fact, a few European tour operators are offering shop-till-you-drop excursions. These are weekend shopping trips to this country's biggest mall, the Mall of America in Minnesota. The mall's director of tourism, Doug Killian, describes a typical shop-till-you-drop itinerary.
People will leave from their jobs, take a half a day off on Friday afternoon, get on the Northwest Airlines plane in the afternoon, arrive here with a time change late afternoon, check into their hotel, come to the mall, shop until the stores close at 9:30, shop all day Saturday, and then three-quarters of the day on Sunday, head to the airport, get on the plane, and land in London at around 8 in the morning and go directly to their work with their purchases. So it is literally, it is shop till you drop in the true sense.
But what's good for the European shopper is not good for the European economy as a whole. The strong euro means that European products are more expensive overseas. Paul de Grauw, a professor at Belgium's University of Leuven, says that economic fact is already beginning to affect European manufacturers.
They find it difficult to sell in America. They find it difficult to sell in China. So it's a tough game for them, and some have to close down. They have to lay off workers. So in that sense, for many people, it's not good news.
He says there's not much Europeans can do to stop the rise of the euro and the fall of the dollar. It's up to the U.S. to trim its record-high budget deficit, one of the main reasons for the dollar's decline. But that won't be easy, and besides, many U.S. manufacturers like a weak dollar since it makes their products cheaper overseas. It seems that former Treasury Secretary John Connolly's message to the rest of the world back in 1971 still holds true. The dollar is our currency, Connolly said, but it is your problem. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.